We thank you.
We give you the praise. Thank you for how beautiful you've been to us. How wonderful you are to us. Today, we're going to thank you. Maybe that the song you want to hear will be the one we sing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Let's give the Lord praise in this house. Thank you, God. Please be seated. Love you right back. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. I wanted to turn to Ephesians 5. I want to read from verse 18. This was the first thing I shared with you in the month of July. And I understand we're in the month of August, but I've not declared the word for August. Do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. The Greek says, be being filled with the Spirit. I pray everyone in this place and everyone listening to the sound of my voice, I don't care the country you are, be being filled with the Spirit. It is whatever the bird eats that takes the bird high. If you are not filled with the Spirit, you will struggle as a Christian. And Bible goes ahead to explain one of the ways to be filled with the Spirit. In verse 19, it goes ahead to say, speaking to one another. In Psalms, this does not refer to reading Psalm 35, reading Psalm 37 alone. It means many times when I come off stage, I recite Psalm. I compose a poetic theme for God that I didn't plan before. In hymns, you sing a song. Oh, I don't have a good voice. God knows you don't have a good voice. He can't ask you to give what you don't have. Everybody's speaking to one another. Speaking to yourself or speaking to your friend. In hymns, in psalms, and spiritual songs. What is it saying? Don't worry, I'm instructing angels. I'm talking to God. I'm being filled with the Spirit. It's not something that happens to you once. Singing spiritual songs is different from singing in understanding. Then finally, making melody in your heart to the Lord. It's called in Acts 13, ministering to the Lord. You're making melody. Why is he singing that kind of song? It's being filled with the Spirit. Maybe you've taken cognizance that major miracles happen after I make melody to the Lord. And do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. In verse 20, because prayer is not prayer until you give thanks. Giving thanks sometimes. Am I talking to living people here?
Yes, sir.
For how many things?
All things.
The days that are bad, the days that are good, all things. Giving thanks always. For all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. After you do all of that, if you come to church, you don't do that, you're just looking at your wristwatch, you're looking at your phone, you're just wasting your time. After you do all of that, you must give thanks. Brethren, let us give thanks now. You're just wasting your time. Giving thanks for all things. Paul says, since I heard about your love for the saints, and your commitment towards God, I do not cease to give thanks. Making mention. Now he's talking about a particular church. The same thing. You mention everything the Holy Spirit reminds you. You mention everything. Father, I thank you for my health. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because I can sing. Anything for all things. Ephesians 1:16, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. So prayer of thanksgiving or Eucharistos is a type of prayer. Amen. Giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. They don't pray in that church. They just sing. They just give thanks. Let me say this before I continue. You can't fully understand thanksgiving on the side of heaven. You think you knew it. You can't fully understand it. It's a mysterion. In Hebrews 13, verse 15. Therefore, by him, in case you're assuming who is the him, is Jesus Christ they're talking about. I believe that Apostle Paul wrote the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews was written to Jewish people who are now Christians, who are practicing the Levitical priesthood before. They were slaughtering rams, slaughtering cows. So Apostle Paul had to write the book of Hebrews to explain to them, now you are Christians. You have to be different. He gets to verse 13. He says, the thanksgiving offering, you don't need it anymore. Now you need what you were slaughtering before. The fruit of your lips. As you begin to say, thank you, Father. Oh, I give you the praise. But I thought it was a simple prayer point. No. As you begin to say that, Bible says you are offering to God a sacrifice of praise. See what praise is? It's a sacrifice. In other words, you give thanks for all things. All things. It's not easy to give thanks for all things. Today alone, some things have happened that you don't like. But I didn't kill you. You are here today. Amen, somebody. You've lost something, but what you have left is enough for you to rebuild. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will fully understand what I'm talking to you about. You will have understanding more than your teachers. If you believe, you shout hallelujah. Therefore, by Jesus Christ, let us, it's not something you do on Sundays alone. It's not something you do on Tuesdays alone. Continually offer. God will snatch it from you if you don't offer it. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to who? To God. He doesn't eat pound of yam. He doesn't eat fried rice. Everything we do in church is for ourselves, apart from offering praise to God. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will stand out. Amen. I'm not missing words. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So thanksgiving is not what I do as I'm convenient about or as a matter of convenience. No. It's not what I do when I have a testimony outside. Oh, I want to dedicate the car today. Let's give thanks. No. Continually. It's not something God will start. You don't feel anyhow if you don't do it. You must offer it. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I see this way. If you don't want to be breathless, you must praise God. I pray for you. Whatever you have that will hold you back from praising God, you will not have it. If you believe, you shout hallelujah. Please be seated. I'm going a long way, even though it's going to be a short message. Psalm 69. I want to read to you from verse 30. Are you getting something already? Psalm 69 from verse 30. I will praise the name of God with what? A song. But I don't have a good voice. God knows. I'm magnifying with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than ox and bull. Really? David had a revelation that people in his generation did not have. Something Paul was just talking about in Hebrews 13. David already knew. That was why you didn't, apart from when he was bringing the Ark of Covenant home, David was not involved in He will leave people on his throne. He will tell them, please wait for me. I want to go down there to praise God. Not to pray, to praise. To give thanks. He says, my voice will you hear in the morning. This also shall please the Lord better than ox or bull, which has horns and hooves. Hallelujah. The humble shall see this and be glad. And you who seek God, your heart shall live. I pray for you. Your heart shall live. In the name of Jesus. Those in the Old Testament should not do more than you. Okay, we are not slaughtering ram anymore. You have a mouth. It's not only for food. Give thanks always. You enter your house, give thanks. You are going out, give thanks. You want to eat, give thanks. Please study how Jesus ate when he was alive. Study how Paul, Peter, they give thanks. Pray after food. I'm not saying don't pray before. After food, give thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Bible says all things should be received with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Psalm 107, verse 21. Are you getting something?
Yes,
Psalm 107, verse 21. Oh! Somebody say, oh! I can't hear you. The men who give thanks. I hope that we have this revelation to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice. The sacrifice of thanks. You can see David had the revelation. Revelation means something was uncovered for you. Let them sacrifice. The sacrifice of thanksgiving. It takes you letting go some things. It costs you something. It's not that everything will be rosy. I'm telling you, when things aren't working, you give thanks. Not for the things that are not working, but give thanks that, this is a shadow of what the devil wanted to do in my life. This is not the real thing. This is a shadow. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he will not come near me. Why? He's with me. He's with me. Let them sacrifice. The sacrifice of thanksgiving. And what do? They declare his works with what? I challenge you. I challenge you. If you are in church and you are like this, in church, you will not go to hell, but you are not doing well. The same you win is football or something you really, really like, you are excited. Pastor Bearden, why are you saying this? Is it that people are not excited in church? I've never been to a church where they're excited like this church. I'm bothered about you. You think you're doing well. If you add what I'm saying to what you do, you will see a difference. It's just months you will see a difference. You will rejoice again. Let them sacrifice with the sacrifices of them. Don't, if you forget anything, don't forget that it's a sacrifice. It's not something that comes cheap, particularly if you're just starting. When we were enlightened, we were afflicted. There will be things that will challenge your thanksgiving. You do it. Because you understand. You are not stupid when you do it. It's not only for poor people in church. It's not only for ladies. You know, ladies are excited over nothing. That's why they are singing loud. No, there's something wrong with you. If you want to pray for 30 minutes, make sure your thanksgiving is 20 minutes. You will be shocked. I'm not saying don't pray. I pray a lot. But you'll be shocked how God will answer you speedily. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Thanksgiving will not cease in your house. You always have a reason to give thanks to God. Can I have a receiving? Hallelujah. Psalm 50 verse 23. Psalm 50 verse 23. Whoever offers praise glorifies me. It's God that is talking here. This is the way I see it. You are not the one to assume, okay, no. I don't sing. So if God wants something, he should look for what I have. You are like Cain. So if I have to offer the firstly, I have to go to my brother to buy. No. God knows I'm a farmer. But the ground has been cursed. God knows I'm a farmer. Why did he bless? You are reasoning from here. Maybe I should come to the people on this. You don't look like you are getting me. Whoever offers praise glorifies me. You need anything simpler than that? Say after me, when I offer praise. Number one, it doesn't snatch it from me. When I offer it, I'm glorifying God. If you believe, you say amen. Offering time is for you. Preaching time is for you. It's only praise time that is for him. Why do you hold back? Oh no, I like to do it when I'm alone. One of the reasons why Moses died, he didn't magnify God in front of the people. You have to do it. I'm your pastor. I won't lie to you. It's possible nobody has told you this. And the way I'm stressing it, this may be the missing link. When you come to church, you are near someone who says or who believes you shouldn't dance too much. Change your seat. Tell the ushers, I'm changing my seat. Whoever offers praise glorifies me. And to him who orders his conduct. You see, no matter what, even if you lost someone, God forbids you lose someone. You order your conduct. You control it. Smith Wigglesworth once said, if the Holy Spirit doesn't move, I move the Spirit when I wake up in the morning. You order your conduct. All right. I will show that person my salvation. I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, pride will not destroy you. You will understand what I'm saying. And you will do it. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. What I'm saying, not everybody hears it. How do I know? He that has ear. Who doesn't have ear? Let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Not everybody listens. You will hear. You will listen. From today, there will be a change of disposition. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25. I wish I had time to read the whole thing. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying. And they were singing hymns to God. He's not just telling us to do it. He does it. He said, thank God. I pray in tongues more than you are. He says, don't be drunk with wine when it's excess. He said, be being filled with the Spirit. I don't know if you remember the story. They were about going to Asia Minor. And the Spirit of God said to them, the Spirit forbid them from entering Asia Minor. How he forbid them, we don't know. Then Paul had a dream after many days. Saw a man beckoning, come and help us in Macedonia. Macedonia is one of the cities of the Asia Minor. His ministry was all over Asia Minor. Silas could have complained. Are you sure you saw him? Are you sure you had a dream? I saw a man. Because God was waiting for the first woman to be born again in Europe to be in that city. Lydia, that's so popular. She was very rich, very influential. They had barely preached to her. And there was a soothsayer. There was a lady that was operating with familiar spirit. They cast her out. The owner said, So where are we going to get money again? That was how they imprisoned them. Instead of complaining, instead of whining, bawling and calling like some of us. At midnight, are you here today? You are the midnight of your circumstance. You wept from morning. Afternoon, God didn't show up. 3 o'clock, God didn't show up. 6 o'clock, God didn't show up. 9, you gave up. Midnight, quarter to shame. These guys were singing hymns to God. Guess what? They didn't sing quietly. The prisoners heard them. Back a little bit to when they arrested Peter. The whole church, an entire church was praying for Peter. An entire church. When God sent his angels to rescue Peter, it was only the chains of Peter that fell. But when Paul and Silas, when they began to sing hymns, to who? To God. The same God that abandoned you in the prison. I wish I could explain to you what happened. It was a dungeon, not a prison. The right hand was tied to the left leg. The left hand was tied. So apart from being in prison, the pains of being tied that way, the beatings, that was where the Philippian church started. I wish I could give you background to let you know the demons operating in that city. These guys switched instantly. They prayed, though, but they began to worship God. God said, Gabriel, wait, they are worshiping at midnight. Say, I'm shocked too. Human beings. Oh, Paul. So it means he believed me when I spoke to him. So God stood up to dance. If the heavens is where he lives, the earth is supposed to. There must be earthquake. The foundation of the prison, as I'm speaking right now, the foundation of someone's problem will shake right now. Things will shake in your village. Things will shake in your foundation. If you believe in the threefold amen, somebody. Immediately, all, not some, all. The ones they wanted to come out with, the ones they didn't want to come out with, all doors were opened. Everyone's chain, not Paul, not Silas, everyone's chain fell. They were praying for Peter. It was only his own that fell. But the man that engaged praise, it was everybody's chain that fell. I pray for you. Wealth and riches shall be in your house. Your righteousness will endure forever. Your driver, your house help, everyone will know that you serve a living God. According to Job 22, because of you, even a man that is not innocent, that you interceded for, God will hear you. If you believe in a threefold amen, somebody. All their chains fell. If you read that narrative down, please be seated. Read that Acts 16 down. You see that Paul did not escape. The man had to ask. He wanted to kill him. He said, don't kill yourself. So what must I do to be saved? He said, believe in the Lord. He wasn't asking how to get to heaven. He was asking how to be saved from the government. Because they will kill me anyway. Let me kill myself. They will humiliate me until I die. No. Nobody. All of us are here. You'll be saved. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You and your household, and you'll be saved. Is that all? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm ready. While they were talking, the government came and said, we shouldn't have jailed. He said, call them to come and take us from here. I'm not just a Jewish, I'm a Roman. Call them to come and take me from here. Paul saw the circumstance, a circumstance for exploit. But he didn't just keep quiet. He praised in the situation. As you dance this night, I don't know the instruction God will give to you. As you go ahead, you move from Thanksgiving to Thanksgiving, you will see wonders. Can that amen remove this roof? If you believe it, shout hallelujah. In Isaiah 30, I want to read to you from verse 32. Isaiah 30, from verse 32. Glory be to God. In every place. Whether you are in the prison, or you are in Aso Rock, or you are in the hospital, anywhere you are, in every place where the staff of punishment passes. It is one thing for heaven to do something. It's another thing for earth to respond. What the Lord lays on him, it shall be. On earth, what are you going to do? Tambourine. Harp. That's why I don't understand the church who says they will not use equipment. We'll just be clapping. I don't know whether they read what I've read. It will be with tambourines and with harp. Any other modern thing that they didn't mention in the Bible, I'm ready to use it. It will be what? With tambourine and harps. Say after me. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Say new neighbor.
New neighbor.
When I dance to the set of drums. When they play the bass guitar. When they play the keyboard. Punishment is happening to people in my village. In the city. If you believe it, shout at me like fire. Particularly if those the people playing it are spirit filled. When we get to heaven, I'm sure there are questions you have in your spirit to ask that I have to. One of them, apart from talking to Jonah, is David. What did you play? Can you play it again? That a demonic spirit left Saul. What did you play? You didn't see anything. It was all the lyrics. What did you play? That a demonic spirit left Saul. And you left, it came back. You came. He left. What did you play? Everywhere it passes, everywhere it will happen by tambourines and harps. And in battles of brandishing, he will fight with it. With it. So if you like, before me, the big boy, how much do you have in your account? Before me, be doing like this. Be between. I'm standing here. I know your level. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, my sheep will hear my voice and they will know it. And I don't want you to be excited alone today. I've threatened you like 4 times with this topic. I'm going to share on Thanksgiving until the Lord give me a release. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, nobody here will remain the same. Nobody here will be the same. Nobody here will hear this and say, what a good message. You will act immediately. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. In Jeremiah 30 verse 19, if you don't know it, you're not a COSA member. Out of them. Tap your neighbor, say, out of me shall proceed. Hey! When I'm coming from my boss place to church, I'm not just singing praise worship because I want to while away the time. No. I understand exactly what I'm doing. Watch me. Pastor will mention my case when he gets to church. Because I'm stirring something in the spirit. He said he will fight with it. He will fight with it. Therefore, the enemy will not shut your voice. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. The voice of them that make merry, not the one that are quiet. In an environment, there's a place where they are shouting. One place is quiet. Everybody's sad. Everybody's down. It's called the mug. The same environment, just one side there.
They're shouting, yeah, Jesus, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Baby, new life. Somebody died, new life.
In this auditorium, choose where you will be.
And then in that
come on, talk to me. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. Out of them. Out of them. Out of them. Please be seated. Be seated. A voice of them that will make merry. Let me tell you what I will do. I will multiply them. People just see that you are doing well. Things are working. They say, oh, we need to learn some principles. That's even a humble person who will want to learn from you. Some will say you buried the cow. You buried one. Bury 10. And make sure that it works for you. The day I gave up was when they said that Pastor Matthew in London buried the cow in KICC. I gave up. How did he bring the cow in? How did he bury it? In London. I just gave up. Now when somebody's a loser, he will have something to say. I will multiply them. Guess what? This is how I will multiply. They will not diminish. I prophesy to somebody here. You will not reduce. It's been good. It's not good again. That will not be your story. What happened to you? Stop them. I'm gymming. I'm diet. Tell them what you're doing. What happened to your car? I saw the seat. But I'm robber stole it. That will not be a story. I don't know what happened to me. I'm just here. In fact, my hand is shaking. I don't know what happened to me. That will not be a story. In your old day, you shall still be bearing fruit. Can I have a threefold amen, sir? Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. The voice of those who make merry. I will multiply them. They will not diminish. Then I will glorify them. When you get home, go and study that word, glory. They shall not be small. Nobody is permitted to be small here. Except you don't believe the scripture. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, anything that represents smallness in your life, let it change right now. If you believe, shout at me like fire. In Psalm 34, please be seated. Psalm 34, verse 1. Very popular scripture. I will bless the Lord sometimes. Are you sure? If you are sure, shout. Let me hear your amen. His praise shall be in my mouth when things are in place. David had a revelation. People didn't have. That's why Jesus was walking. Jesus, the healer, he kept walking. Son of David, he stopped. Do you understand the person you mentioned? When he's coming back to the earth, he's coming to sit on the throne of his father, David. When you get to the tomb of Abraham, Muslims took over. They took the place where Isaac was offered. Till today, a mosque is there. They just allowed Christians to build a church beside it. Some of you have been there. Where Abraham died, Muslims took over. But when you enter where David was buried, you will know that royalty is here. You'll know that someone lived here. That's the way. When you have lived long and you want to exit the earth, that's the way you will be. We will not finish talking about what you do without mentioning your name. The man said, I will bless the Lord at all times. How do you bless God? The bless God. How do you bless him? How do you magnify God? He said, come, magnify the Lord with me.
Let us exalt his name together. How do you magnify the Lord? He's already big. Somebody who's at the blast of his nostril, the recipe, how big is that nose? How long is that leg that he sees in heaven? Is the head is supposed to? How long is that leg? Oh, I can't start describing God. When you magnify the Lord, you magnify him over your circumstance. What I'm sharing with you may look simple to you. You know all the scriptures is simple to you, but why are you not doing it? It says, give yourself entirely to these things that your profession may appear unto all. Somebody here, your profiting will appear unto all. Amen. If you believe, you shout him in like fire. Amen. Let me read Psalm 34 from 1 to 3 for time's sake. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul, make its boast in the Lord. How many of you make your boast in the Lord? You make your boast in people, in political party, in personality you don't know anything about. You don't know what they do when they're alone. The humble shall hear it and be glad. Oh! Magnify the Lord with me. I'm doing it. Will you join me? Let us exalt his name together. I pray as you exalt God's name this week, God will be exalted in your circumstance. Amen. Only you and God will stand. Amen. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Let me quickly work this out. In Philippians 4, verse 6, are you bored? Be anxious for nothing. Don't fret about anything. But in everything, not some things, everything. Your first response is what? Prayer. Next is deomai, or deesis, supplication. Next is eucharistos. They are all types of prayer. Let your request be made known unto God. Prayer is not prayer. You've been taught in this church that prayer is not prayer until Thanksgiving. If it does not end with Thanksgiving, it's not prayer. Be anxious for nothing. I love the Living Bible translation, verse 6, Living Bible, or NLT. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Ah, God is that's even if you talk to God about it, you worry. You tell everybody about it. When a fly is passing, you call the fly. Mosquito is passing, you call the mosquito. But you don't talk to God. When you tell God, it was not when God knew about it. But when you tell God, it was when you gave God permission to step in with you. Who is going to give God permission today? And how you know that you believe God is you keep giving glory to God. Romans chapter 4. Abraham kept giving glory. He wasn't perturbed. He didn't, I mean, if you remember Katanoel, he didn't consider his own body dead, nor Sarah's womb that was dead. He kept giving glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Doubt came on. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. People you trusted will advise you. You better go and get a better lawyer now before you go to prison. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if God tells you, why not get another lawyer? But if it's out of fear, don't yield to that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's how you know you are still in tune. You keep thanking God. I don't know if I've told this story before. I attended a fellowship that the pastor taught us we're not supposed to be sick. Even though he encouraged that we could go to the hospital, but naturally he showed us many scriptures. Then I began to pray because I was AA, my genotype. I had malaria a lot. And I was sick. And I began to pray. The more I prayed, the more I was sick. Until I was ministered to give thanks. I said, thank you, Lord, because you've healed me. You healed me yesterday at the service. Suddenly, my body began to change. Suddenly. Why don't you try this? That thing you have prayed about, and you have prayed and prayed and prayed, switch to thanksgiving. Thank you, Father, because I have a new job. Thank you, Father, because as I go for my visa now, I'm gonna get the visa. That's if God has ordained that you live abroad. If it's your imagination, it won't be long, you'll change your mind. But if God has ordained, you will see wonders. When I asked Bishop Oyedepo to pray about the land we wanted to buy in Lugbe, he said, Lord Jesus, I'm telling you the truth. If this is the Lord you ordained for your son and cousin, make it possible. That's how he prayed. If this is the land you've ordained for them, make it possible. I was shocked. I expected that with the seed that I went with, I expected that it would shake this way, it would shake that way. I said, Father! And keep quiet for a while. Bless your son. Say, Father, if there's a land you've ordained for your son and cousin, make it happen. Let them come back to me with a testimony. Amen, somebody. Let your request be made known to God. The first thing God does is not to mount angels around the circumstance. The Bible says in verse 7, and the peace of God. I want you to read the Amplified version of verse 7. The peace of God. How you know God has heard you? If you are troubled again, pray again. God has not heard you. You are disturbed. You are worried. God didn't hear you. Pray again. And the peace of God, the peace that reassures your heart. I don't know why. There's joy unspeakable. But it's full of glory. You can't explain it. Why am I not afraid? The peace of God, which transcends all understanding. It transcends understanding. We guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So what my mind, is it supposed to be empty? No, verse 8 explains what you're supposed to fill your mind with. Finally, believers, whatever is true, everything named here is the word. Whatever is honorable, whatever is worthy of respect, whatever is right, whatever is confirmed by the word, whatever is pure, whatever is wholesome, whatever is lovely, whatever brings peace. If it brings trouble, it's not of God. Throw it away. And every thought should be what? Captivated to the obedience of Christ. I'm quoting to you 2 Corinthians 10 from verse 4. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty in God to pull down strongholds. What am I doing? I'm pulling down strongholds. Think continually on these things. Go back to verse 8. Think continually on these things. Go back to verse 8. Think, if there be anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. I love the way the Amplified puts it. He said, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them. Implant them in your heart. In other words, they must be your meditation. I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, you will stand out. The enemy will not win in your life. In the name of Jesus, what you are going through today is torpedoed by God. The enemy is overthrown in your life. If you believe it, shout him in like fire. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 5, I should be rounding off now. 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 5. Hallelujah. Are you gaining something?
Yes, sir.
After that, you shall come to the heel of God. In case you're wondering what this is, the prophets gave Samuel gave Saul an instruction when he was being anointed. He told him, go and meet Samuel. Go and meet the... Till today, it's been said, is Saul also among the prophets? The reason why he stopped prophesying was because he stopped working with prophets. That's a message for another day. Law of association. After that, you shall come to the heel of God where the Philistine garrison is. Eh? And it will happen. It does not happen. It will happen. Now, when you have come there to the city, you will meet a group of prophets coming down from the high place with what? String instruments. I don't even know when believers began to pose. When you talk about designer, I will look at your bag before I become your friend. I will. No. In those days, you saw four believers. One person will have a guitar. Do I have any old Christian here? One person will have a keyboard in the house. We will all go there to go and worship. The prophets will come down with a string instrument and a tambourine and a flute. How will they hear God without those things? How? How? A pastor stood in front of me. He said, Pastor Bill, church. I said, stop. Do this, do this. He said, I don't even need an external teacher to tell me. You just spoke that. I've not told you anything. You spoke as 23 years. I know exactly what is happening. Do it and see. He said, no. You don't need to tell me. You know exactly what it is. How will you hear God without worship? Anybody can tell you, singing is not important. It's not important. They're lying to you. If they heard God or if they hear God consistently, somebody, it may not be a little song. I've told you, God doesn't, he likes new songs, but I asked our music people, I mentioned a particular church. I don't intend to mention. I said, have you seen miracles there? I said, so stop singing the songs there because it doesn't work. It doesn't work. We fall down and we get up. For a sinner is just somebody who's seen and fell down. And get and you are singing on the altar. Jesus is here right now. Jesus is here right now. He's here to meet your needs. And to set the captives. Oh, Jesus is here. Let's go higher. Hallelujah. Jesus. The same thing that happens to them happen here. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Why? God does not confirm tears. He confirms the word. Now, I will not be brash to stop them while they're singing. I will talk to them. If you tell your child when he sees a visitor, lie down, greet very well, you've not trained the child at home. So I will not be brash to talk when they're singing it. But before they sing it, I will talk. The Bible says you will see some prophets coming from the high place with string instruments. A tambourine, a flute, a harp before them, and they will be prophesying. What gave them the right to prophesy? In case you think that was a fluke, it just happened. I'm out of time, but I will show you scripture. If it's not here, I will show it to you. It's not even here. You remember when Ahab was going to go for war and Jehoshaphat said, please, we need to confirm from a prophet. All the prophets said, go up to Ramah Gilead. It shall be delivered to you. He said, we need somebody else to confirm. The man said, if not for Jehoshaphat, I will not see anything. But can I have a musician? Can he play? As soon as they started to play, he heard God. Okay? I can give you many examples from the Bible. That was when Joseph said, believe in verse 20, said, believe in the Lord your God and you'll prosper. They go to the sacrifice, the time of sacrifice in the next day. He said, believe also in the prophet that spoke yesterday and you'll prosper. I pray for you. As you go to do what I've said tonight, as you lower down, maybe I'm passionate about what I'm talking about. As you say, well, there's no better way to say that somebody's going to eat poison. No better way. And the reason why I'm going ahead to eat poison is because of the way he said it. I'm sorry for saying that. I'm sorry. Just be full of thanksgiving. You'll be shocked how your life will take a new shape. In the name of Jesus. In Psalm 27, verse 6. Psalm 27, verse 6. Now my head shall be lifted above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifice of joy in this tabernacle. I will sing praises to the Lord. Where will he do it? At home? What's happening? Where will he do it? In the tabernacle. Any devil that tells you, wait till you get home, don't be a hypocrite, is lying to you. In the tabernacle. In the tabernacle. It's either the head of the enemies are not bowed down to you. Your head is not lifted yet. So there's a praise you do when things happen. There's a praise you do to make things happen. In Zechariah 1:18, these are the four horns that said nobody's head will be lifted. In Zechariah 1:18, then I raised my eyes and looked, and there were four horns. Next verse. I said to the angel who talked with me, what are these? And he answered me, these are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four carpenters. There were four horns. God had four solutions. And I said, what are these coming? What are these coming to do? He said, these are the horns that have scattered Judah so that no one's head will be lifted up. Anybody that said nobody's head will be lifted up in your family, let them bow before you now. But the carpenters are coming to do what? Look at the word. To terrify them. To terrify them. That lifted their horn against the land of Judah to scatter it. Pray for you. In the name of Jesus, as you praise the Lord. Things will happen in your present. Things will happen in your past. Things will happen in your future. You will stand out. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. You're going to pray a prayer. Psalm 18 verse 3. I'm out of time, so we got to pray. Psalm 18 verse 3. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I. No other way. I prayed. That is the way I'll be saved from my enemies. Say after me, say, Father. Come on, say it again. Say, Father. I thank you for sin and unseen victories on every side. Go ahead and praise God. Go ahead and thank God for the sin and unseen victories on every side. I expected your voice to be louder. He said, are there not 10 lepers that we healed? This one that came is foreigner. He has returned with a loud voice. Return with a loud voice. Don't keep quiet. Don't play games. Don't miss words.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. In Psalm 68, verse 19. Psalm 68, verse 19. Blessed be the Lord who does, who daily loads us with benefit, the God of our salvation. Pause, relax, think about this. That's the meaning of Selah. You're going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now you know why we say Father in the name of Jesus. Okay, say after me, say Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for loading me daily with benefits. That prayer is not ordinary. Have you read the benefits? Who healed my disease? Who renewed my mouth like that of an eagle? Who satisfied me with all good things? Thank you, Father, for loading me daily with benefits. I'm not like my cousin who is not saved. I'm different. I'm not just coming to the church. I'm different. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
According to 1 Corinthians 15, 57. 1 Corinthians 15, 57. But thanks be to God who gives us victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. So you have victory. What you're going through, I said you are going to end the victory.
Amen.
You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for delivering me from what the enemy budgeted that will contend, that will contend with the rest of my life. But you have delivered me now. Go ahead and give thanks to God with a loud voice, with a loud voice. What the enemy budgeted that I will contend with the rest of my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. I want your amen to remove this roof. I pray for you. As you give thanks today, in the name of Jesus, you will multiply.
Amen.
You'll multiply.
Amen.
You will explode on every side.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
The spirit of the end time will not catch up with you.
Amen.
The spirit of ingratitude will not catch up with you.
Amen.
As your amen is loud and as you give thanks, just like the leper who returned to give thanks. In the name of Jesus, you'll be made whole. You have celebrated your healing, celebrated your finance, anything God has done, but he has not completed. As you give thanks, may the Lord complete it. In the name of Jesus, I command your house to be completed. Any project that is dragging, I command them to be completed. You'll finish in the name of Jesus. You'll finish well. At the grave of Lazarus, Jesus gave thanks and he called forth he that was dead for 4 days. As I call you forth right now, let your life jack go back to life. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. You will surmount the insurmountable. It is well with you.
Amen.
You will stand out.
Amen.
God has set you apart. You will stand out.
Amen.
You will do well.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Go ahead and give thanks. 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 Spend some time and give thanks. What the enemy thought you would contend with all your life is ended in his service. Go ahead and give thanks. I'm waiting for you. Go ahead and give thanks.
I give thanks with a grateful heart. I give thanks
to the Holy One.
To the Holy.
I give thanks because it's given.
Because it's given.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
His Son. I give thanks to you. To the Holy One. Give thanks. To the Holy One.
I give thanks.
Because it's given.
Jesus Christ.
His Son. Lift your hands, everybody. Hand down. I declare.
I declare that I am strong.
I declare.
I declare.
I'm rich. Not because of the work I do or the town I reside, because of what the Lord has done. For me. Come on.
And now.
I declare.
I declare.
I am strong. I profess.
That I am real. Because of what the Lord has done.
For me.
I give thanks.
Somebody lift your hand. Oh yes, I give thanks.
I give thanks to you.
Somebody worship him in tongues. Come on, make some melody to him. I don't care if you don't have a good voice. Give thanks.
I give you thanks.
Thank you, Jesus. Somebody here, you ought to give him thanks. You're not where you're supposed to be, but you're not where you used to be. Give him thanks.
I give you thanks.
I give you thanks.